5 May, 1912. Talk at Children's Meeting, Hotel Plaza, Chicago, Illinois. Notes by Marzia Moss. You are the children of whom Christ has said, "Of such is the kingdom of God." And according to the words of Baha'u'llah, you are the very lamps or candles of the world of humanity. For your hearts are exceedingly pure, and your spirits most sensitive. You are near the source. You have not yet become contaminated. You are the lambs of the heavenly shepherd. You are as polished mirrors reflecting pure light. My hope is that your parents may educate you spiritually and give you thorough moral training. May you develop so that each one of you shall become imbued with all the virtues of the human world. May you advance in all material and spiritual degrees. May you become learned in sciences, acquire the arts and crafts, prove to be useful members of human society, and assist the progress of human civilization. May you be a cause of the manifestation of divine bestowals, each one of you a shining star radiating the light of the oneness of humanity toward the horizons of the East and West. May you be devoted to the love and unity of mankind, and through your efforts may the reality deposited in the human heart find its divine expression. I pray for you, asking the assistance and confirmation of God in your behalf. You are all my children, my spiritual children. Spiritual children are dearer than physical children, for it is possible for physical children to turn away from the Spirit of God. But you are spiritual children, and therefore you are most beloved. I wish for you progress in every degree of development. May God assist you. May you be surrounded by the beneficent light of His countenance. And may you attain maturity under His nurture and protection. You are all blessed. To the friends, I am going away, but you must arise to serve the Word of God. Your hearts must be pure and your intentions sincere in order that you may become recipients of the divine bestowals. Consider that although the sun shines equally upon all things, yet in the clear mirror its reflection is most brilliant and not in the black stone. This great effulgence and heat have been produced by the crystal clearness of the glass. If there were no clearness and purity, these effects would not be witnessed. Should rain fall upon salty, stony earth, it will never have effect. But when it falls upon good, pure soil, green and verdant growth follows, and fruits are produced. This is the day when pure hearts have a portion of the everlasting bounties, and sanctified souls are being illumined by the eternal manifestations. Praise be to God. You are believers in God, assured by the words of God, and turning to the kingdom of God. You have heard the divine call. Your hearts are moved by the breezes of the paradise of Abha. You have good intentions. Your purpose is the good pleasure of God. You desire to serve in the kingdom of the Merciful One. Therefore, arise in the utmost power. Be in perfect unity. Never become angry with one another. Let your eyes be directed toward the kingdom of truth and not toward the world of creation. Love the creatures for the sake of God and not for themselves. You will never become angry or impatient if you love them for the sake of God. Humanity is not perfect. There are imperfections in every human being, and you will always become unhappy if you look toward the people themselves. But if you look toward God, you will love them and be kind to them, for the world of God is the world of perfection and complete mercy. Therefore, do not look at the shortcomings of anybody. See with the sight of forgiveness. The imperfect eye beholds imperfections. The eye that covers faults looks toward the Creator of souls. He created them, trains and provides for them, endows them with capacity and life, sight and hearing. Therefore, they are the signs of His grandeur. You must love and be kind to everybody. Care for the poor. Protect the weak. Heal the sick. Teach and educate the ignorant. It is my hope that the unity and harmony of the Friends in Chicago may be the cause of the unity of the Friends throughout America, and that all people may become recipients of their love and kindness. May they be an example for mankind. Then the confirmations of the Kingdom of Abha and the bestowals of the Sun of Reality will be all encircling.